Donald Trump says FBI, DOJ's weaponization probably got me elected. By Wendell Hasebo on February 3, 2025. The FBI and DOJ's weaponization of justice greatly contributed to President Donald Trump's re-election and probably got me elected, the president said Monday. The Biden administration weaponized the justice system, culminating in local, state, and federal charges against Trump. Trump ultimately defeated political opponents who tried to imprison him, bankrupt him, remove him from the ballot, and make him politically irrelevant by introducing a partisan committee to investigate January 6, and whose inflammatory rhetoric created a ripe environment for two assassination attempts. Watch, Tom Homan, any Republican politician impeding Trump's agenda shouldn't be in office. Look at what they've done in terms of weaponization. Look at what they've done to a political opponent. Probably got me elected by what they did, Trump told reporters in the Oval Office. I think I was doing well anyway, but they might have got me elected. They might have got me elected, he reiterated. Trump's statement came after a reporter asked the president about a 12-question survey sent to FBI agents on Sunday that related to their work probing January 6, 2021. The establishment media reported the survey as a form of targeting and potentially firing those who worked to charge the January 6 defendants. Trump did not directly address the survey but condemned the FBI for weaponizing justice against him and fellow defendants. I was able to beat it, but other people have been treated horribly, he said about the prosecutions. I think its reputation was really damaged badly, as is DOJ. Trump fired many top FBI officials and federal prosecutors who worked on January 6 cases, MSNBC reported. Citing Trump's sweeping pardon for January 6 defendants, a letter firing multiple federal prosecutors stated that their role in the January 6 prosecutions was the reason for their dismissal, NBC News reported. One of the fired prosecutors, a former assistant U.S. attorney who handled some of the January 6 criminal cases, told Politico that 25 to 30 of his colleagues were fired and others were moved to different offices. At the FBI, all six of the Bureau's top executives and multiple field office leaders have been dismissed, according to current and former FBI officials who spoke to NBC News. Acting Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove, who represented Trump in several of his criminal cases, has asked for a list of FBI employees who worked on January 6 cases for a review process to determine whether any additional personnel actions are necessary. Acting FBI Director Brian J. Driscoll Jr. told employees in a memo Friday. When asked about the dismissals, Trump said he had not heard about them but added that it was a good thing that some FBI agents were fired because they were very bad. We have to have pristine, beautiful, perfect law enforcement and what we want to do. And Cash Patel is the one to do it, Trump said about his nominee for FBI director. We have to bring the reputation of the FBI, he added. Because who would have thought that the FBI could have been corrupted like they were corrupted? Cash is the one to do, and I hear he's doing very well, on his Senate confirmation. Cash will straighten it out, Trump said. We have great confidence that we can make the FBI great again. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.